It's time now for the Todd Leonard Show. Leave those negative stories behind as we focus on the positive and hear from those who give back and help others. Let's start your day with some inspirational stories. Now, here's your host, Todd Leonard.
It's a real honor to have Errol Ernst Ramon today on the journey of giving back. You know, this morning was quite an interesting way to start the day. I'm ready. I have my workout, have my coffee. I'm ready to rock and roll. And my car didn't start. So it was quite an interesting day. We get to the studio. Errol's cool as a cucumber. Charlie, my cameraman's here ready to do his thing. Ellen, my producer extraordinaire. The darn microphone fell apart on me, but we're here and we're ready to do the show. So, Errol, good morning. First of all, have you recuperated from the last 5 minutes? And that's quite a doozy, right?
Todd, it's a pleasure to be here. Pleasure to meet you. So let's rock and roll.
Right. Well, you know, Errol, for the listeners, you know, today we're going to be discussing the Kiwanis Club. You know, when I think of clubs, especially in Denville, you guys have been doing wonderful things for over 75 years. And in researching about the Kiwanis, there's so many members. You know, there's 550,000 members worldwide. You guys do 150,000 projects each year. And there's 8,600 clubs in over in 80 countries. I didn't know that until I started researching. So it's pretty awesome to have you here. And Errol, for the listeners, I mean, you're president of this club for, you know, second term president. So God bless you. So Errol, for the listeners on the journey of giving back, I'd like to explore a little bit your background, right? So the listeners understand who you are. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I grew up in Nutley in Essex County, moved to Parsippany when I got out of the military, and then moved to Denville, bought a house there, and was in Denville for 45 years, involved in many projects in town. The current mayor, Tom Andes, is also an Eagle Scout, as I am, and stayed involved a little bit in scouting. But then as my work career kicked off, I ended up joining Chambers of Commerce. And I found them to be very beneficial to any business in the area. So I became a multi-chamber member covering 2/3 of New Jersey. But I decided to join Kiwanis as a give back to the community. And I joined first in Mount Olive. And then after 2 years, I switched over to Denville. And 2 years ago, I was elected president. And it's the Denville Club has been around since 1946. We're very involved in the community, both on our own projects and we assist on other projects as well. Our next biggest project coming up is Father's Day. This is our 65th year of running a pancake breakfast. It's held at Gardner Field in Denville from 8 to 12. It's all you can eat. And we feed about 250 people.
Awesome. Awesome. You know, I want to just go back a little bit. You served our great country in the military. So God bless you. Which department you served in?
I was in the Army.
God bless
you. Did my time and then came out and started my business career.
Yeah, I mean, I have so much respect for the veterans. I mean, it's just awesome, awesome sacrifice to our great country. So I want to go over with you a little bit because you covered a lot in a little bit of time there. So I know before we started, you've actually been here before at this studio.
Yes.
You've been interviewed before. So you're a natural. And like I said, you were cool as a cucumber, despite the various calamities I jammed in about 5 minutes before we started the show. So, Errol, a little bit about the history of the Kiwanis Club. When you joined, how long you been a member?
1995.
So you've been a member like 27 years,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Right. And I know that the Kiwanis Club has actually been in existence for over 100 years. It started in Detroit,
Worldwide,
Michigan.
That is correct.
And one of the remarkable things is how something in life starts, right? So these wonderful folks in Detroit, Michigan started the Kiwanis back a century ago, and it was a great idea, and it's grown by leaps and bounds. Now, before we get involved in your important career with the Kiwanis Club, you're a businessman. I know you just said you're recently retired, and if the audience, the listeners this morning will permit, Errol handed me a card. It was a business card. I liked it. It said chairman of the board, but that's B-O-R-E-D, the board. And God bless you. And you have a Viking there too.
I'm Swedish. So
well, God, yeah, we're gonna dive into the Scandinavian Club. Believe me, I do my research, Errol. Okay. I just want to let you know. So you know your business. What kind of work did you do? You know, before you retired.
Do you enjoy eating out, Todd?
You know, I do. I have to watch, you know, the physique, of course.
Oh, but, of course.
Yeah, but
we all have that problem.
Yeah, we do.
But New Jersey has the most diners in the nation, approximately 600. And I own the company that provided the placemats to the diners with the local business ads on them. And each ad runs for 6 months at a time. But the most important part is it's exclusive advertising. So there can only be one doctor, one landscaper, et cetera, one attorney on the placemat. I own that business for almost 20 years. Built it up. We covered 16 counties, had quite a sales force. And then I retired in 2015 and moved on with other projects.
Wonderful. So this is one of the things I know I'm getting ready for the show in terms, and you're being modest. I mean, you really grew the business, but why placemats? Because, yeah, I do go out. I mean, I haven't been to the diners that much. When I was a single person, I would go out with my friends. We would carouse.
Sure.
Have a good time.
You can have breakfast at 3 a.m.
Indeed. Actually, that might have been early for us. We did like to go out there and stir up a hornet's nest. Of course, I'm happily married, just in case the wife is listening. But, you know, back in the day, I have a curfew now. But you know, when I would go out, I would see the placemats. But why did you get interested in the placemats?
Well, in the 80s and early 90s, I ran a business in Essex County for a nonprofit organization. And it was the advertising was, I devoted part of my budget to placemat ads because of the exclusivity. It turned out to bring in over 40% of my business came from placemats.
Wow.
So in 1997, the company came up for sale, and I was able to purchase it. And I started out with 28 diners. That's what the beginning company was. And when I retired, I was doing 200 diners.
Wow. So, yeah, I mean, I'm just curious about that. We're going to get into all your charitable philanthropic endeavors. But what do you think? I always like to also, when I bring a guest on, it's a real honor to have you on this morning, is, you know, you have a career and people have the balance in life. You got to work. And I think the reason why I love this show is I happen to be an attorney, but this show is about giving back, lifting up the community. And that's what really gets me all jazzed up in my soul. I think I owe it as part of, you know, the God's blessing to give back. But how did you grow the business? Because a lot of folks may be listening. They're on the sidelines about being involved in the business world or growing a business. How do you think you did it?
Well, part of it was being involved with various chambers of commerce, for example, like the Morris County Chamber. I sat on a number of committees to promote the chamber. I created a program called Having Breakfast with Goliath, where chamber members could sit down and meet the purchasing managers of major corporations. And they had like 90 seconds to pitch and then see if they could close a deal. And then I also created the largest chamber-driven expo in New Jersey, held right here in Whippany for 10 years at the, can I mention?
Sure.
At the Birchwood Manor.
Yeah, I go there. We have the 200 Club. They have a lot of events there. It's a wonderful venue.
It consisted of 5 regional chambers covering 6 counties. And we would have 200-plus vendors. And the public would come in and they would make their purchases. But I also had a booth there, and I promoted my company as well, and it turned out to be a real success story. So I did that for 10 years for the chamber. So between that and shows like events like Goliath and other items, like we do an annual boat cruise on the Hudson that brings out 300 business owners, and we're hoping to bring it back this year after stopping it for COVID.
Right. Well, wonderful. And I know you employed a lot. You had a lot of folks helping you, right? Working
yes.
on your team. What do you think the key is about running a really good company with the employees? How'd you treat your team?
I found that by treating them with respect. Yes, you do set goals for each salesperson, but by being good to them, remembering their birthday, remembering them at Christmas time or special events in their life, spur of the moment, let's go networking at an event. If you're that kind of a business owner, you're going to get more productivity from your salespeople. A lot of business owners that I met through various organizations, it's all about the dollar, got to make the dollar. But yet, if you're good to your people, you'll find that the money will follow.
No doubt about it. You know, I was blessed to work with my late father, who's an incredible lawyer, greater father, I mean, just a wonderful person. And he treated everyone so well with so much respect. And my dad, his key to success, if you'll permit, he never really cared about the money. It was to help the client.
Yep.
He always kind of, I just watched him. He was my hero. But I was like, you just treated everybody with so much respect. And I think about when our team, you know, I'm an attorney local here in Denville. And we have a, you know, when someone has a birthday, we enjoy, you know, we stop everything we're doing. We just hang out in the conference room. I have to admit, I love the chocolate mousse cake. I'm hoping whoever picks up the cake, sometimes I do, but I do like the cake. So let's talk a little bit about the journey of giving back. So you've been involved with the Kiwanis. What motivated you back in 1996 to really want to be part of that organization?
A woman from the Morris County Chamber and I were attending a Kiwanian event in Mount Olive. And at the same time, I was sitting on the board of trustees of my Swedish Scandinavian organization. And I decided to go to the event. I met people. It promoted my business. It promoted the Scandinavians. And this woman happened to be a resident of Denville. And she said, well, why don't you look into transferring? And which I did. And, you know, I transferred to Denville in 1997. And then was with the club in different capacities helping. But my business kept me away a lot of the time. And then as my business had peaked out, then I was able to devote more time to Kiwanis.
Right. Well, no, I mean, that's so important. You know, the getting involved in an organization.
Absolutely.
One of the other impetuses of why I do the show, but hopefully not to give my guests like you a nervous breakdown, but just to enjoy the ride, of course, is to motivate people, because there's so many different clubs out there. And I find, I know this is kind of like a quirky thing, but the more I give back, I don't know how it works, the good Lord, but I get so much more out of whatever I'm doing.
Absolutely.
You know, and I wanted to, you know, explore that with you in terms of your involvement with the club. So, because there's so many different clubs out there. And I tell all my guests, you know, you got involved in whatever you did. But for the listeners, I mean, you can do whatever turns you on. I mean, you know, Baskin Robbins has their 31 flavors. I mean, there's like a zillion clubs out there.
Well, you've got Kiwanis, you have Rotary, you have Lions, you have the Italian American Club. There are various clubs that you can join that will either help you personally or help you professionally. And that's what I looked at with Kiwanis. They met in the evenings, which fit my schedule for business. And I got to know the people. We had a pretty good-sized club in Denville. And you just promote yourself through them, and the business comes back. Because you're not going to get in any group or organization, chamber or whatever, you're not going to go there and score the first day. You're not going to get business immediately. You're going to have to grow. You're going to have to be trusted by the other members. And the business may come 6 months later. But ultimately, it comes. And people refer people. Favorite story, I was on this boat cruise that I just mentioned previously. I met a young lady that was just starting a business. And we talked a little bit and understood what direction she was going in. During the cruise, I met a friend of mine that I felt would be a good fit for her. I introduced the two of them. They talked for about 30 minutes, and she called me a week later. They just signed a multi-$1,000 contract. So to me, networking is half the fun.
Wonderful. You know, I'm curious. I mean, the boat cruise, where are you guys going on the cruise?
We would go out of Weehawken on the Spirit of New Jersey, and we would easily go 280 to 320 business owners on each year on the cruise.
Wonderful. Yeah.
So, I mean, it was heavy networking.
No, it sounds like a great experience. So, you know, you've been involved in the Kiwanis for a long time, and, you know, that's a big commitment. Right. Because you got to find the time, because whatever organization you want to join, you do have to have the time to do it. And if you find an organization where the timing fits in your life. Right. Because everybody's a different schedule. Mm-hmm. Some people at night, they can't simply attend a meeting. Other clubs, mostly they're in the evening hours.
Right.
So what would be for the listeners, you know, when you first started in the Kiwanis, did you know all the beautiful things they were doing to help the kids around the world? Because that's really what the Kiwanis Club is about. In fact, Errol, that was the title to have you on. Errol Ernstrom, Kiwanis Club president, right?
Right.
Helping the kids around the world. And that resonated with me. I'm blessed with two young kids. Who doesn't want to help the kids? What about that mission?
Well, in the beginning, no. I didn't know a lot about the mission. And I attended the meetings. They were every week. And slowly over the years, I got to know many of the events that we participated in. We worked at a camp down off of 22 called Camp Fatima, where every summer we would set up the camp and then 2 weeks later break it down. But that camp is for helping children that are in need. It's a one-on-one, a counselor with each child. They're wheelchair bound, most of them. And you get to see how that organization helps the children with their counselors. But we're behind the scenes putting it all together operationally. From there, I got involved with Denville. They have an annual holiday parade the Sunday after Thanksgiving. And now today, for the last 10 years plus, Kiwanis starts the parade. They organize all the floats, and we are the ones that started going down Broadway.
Right. Yeah. You know, my business is now in Denville. I'm very fortunate. The hub of Morris County, right here in Denville, yes. And I'm right here on Route 10. And it's a cool city. I call city town Denville. It's not huge, but there's a downtown. Yes. I happen to be on Route 10, but it's a very close community. And I really love the people there because they seem like they're interested in helping each other out in the town.
There's everything you need to exist is probably in Denville. Yeah. I mean, from shopping, fabulous restaurants, paint store in Denville. Of course, everybody knows Denville Hardware. So, I mean, that makes the community. When you can walk into a store and see your neighbor. And that's what you don't have in towns that don't have a downtown.
Right. No, I know. I grew up in Springfield and there was that big thing. Oh, we were trying to, you know, get a better downtown for the vibrancy like Milburn, Westfield.
Huck Finn Diner.
Yeah, there you go. That's out. So I should just name where the placemats are, Errol. I think you have like a savant brain for where the placemats are located. You know, you're involved with this great bunch of folks, right? These are members of the community. And, you know, the parade, right? Because I saw on Facebook, I checked out the Kiwanis Facebook page. Right. Really cool page. I hope some of the listeners are actually members of the Kiwanis because I have so much respect for all the folks, you know. And for the listeners today, if they want to, Errol, get involved with the Kiwanis Club of Denville, do you have to live in town to be part of the Kiwanis Club of Denville?
No, you don't.
Right. How would they reach out to you?
They can reach us on our website, which is Denville Kiwanis at...
Hold on there. You can look there if you need it.
Oh, boy.
It looks like Denville Kiwanis at gmail.com.
Yes.
There you go.
Yep. Thank you.
I didn't mean to upstage you.
That would be our email address. But our website is Denville Kiwanis at I'm drawing a blank.
That's okay. You have devilkiwanis.com?
.com.
Correct. Right. And there's a telephone number here just in case you want me to tell you. You know it?
Sure. My phone number is 973-723-3213.
There we go. So you see, I put you on the spot. You're like, wait, okay. This is like a quiz. Well, I don't want to stump
the guest. I didn't have my notes right
it's
away.
It's fine. It's all good. Believe me. Like I said, I already regaled everyone with my beginning of the day in terms of trying to get here. It was a magical mystery tour. So you talked about Camp Fatima, you know, helping the kids. You know, I had Jack Crilly on, Mary Therese Fun. What a wonderful person. I've had so many wonderful people on, but I love when folks come together and lift up folks with disabilities. You know, Errol, what's that like for you and your fellow Kiwanians when you're part of an organization, an event, when you can see firsthand you're helping folks that need a hand up?
It's really rewarding to you as the member of Kiwanis or any group that's helping. And you're looking already for the next year. What can you do? What can you do better to help more people? We do scholarships to both middle school and high school students. We run the pancake breakfast, as I previously mentioned.
Can I just say these pancakes? I love pancakes. The problem, I don't know when to stop. And then, you know, when you reach my age, you could get a little bloated from all whatever sodium goes in those delicious treats. Carrie, I just want to let you know, I heard the word pancakes. I'm getting hungry.
So it's pancakes, it's scrambled eggs, it's sausage, it's juice, coffee, tea, all that. Last year, the price was $8, and you can eat for four hours.
Wait, hold on a second. $8, I mean, you could really go to work. You could shovel a lot of pancakes for $8. I mean, that's a good value. Now, has anybody broken a record there of how many pancakes they could have?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Yeah, well,
I mean, for the younger children, we have a gentleman, Rich Yobes, that can make a pancake in the shape of a Mickey Mouse.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
So we try to be creative every year. And we assemble around 6 a.m. just to start the grills getting ready and set up. And then we start serving at 8 a.m.
Right. You know, so one of the things about being in an organization, a club, I was coaching Special Olympics for over 20 years. Great, wonderful other fellow coaches. They became my best friends. The athletes, the parents love it. Beautiful organization. I've been really active in the 200 Club of Morris County. You know, for the first responder community, because it means a lot to show my love and support for the first responders, because we all owe those folks a huge debt of gratitude. And you were talking about the parade. I know that, you know, you have the parade you have in November and you get it all set up. And the 200 Club will be marching this year on St. Paddy's Day, the parade right there in Morristown.
Very good. That's next Saturday.
Yeah, it's coming. That's quite an event.
Yes.
I know the 200 Club's all jazz for that, too.
I'm going to back up for 1 second, Todd, with your permission, on the pancake breakfast.
What if I said no? But of course I could. Because I always say like this, Errol. When I say, can you permit? And then there's a pause. I'm like, maybe they don't give me permission. Of course you're permitted.
This is a human interest story. So I think it was about 3 years ago, we were serving the pancakes. And we had heard the fire whistle blow. And the word got around because one of the members, their son, I believe, is the fire chief. We got word that there was a major house fire in Denville in the Indian Lake section. We figured out how many of the family was there, parents and children, and we put together a whole group of breakfasts, and we had a police officer deliver them to the fire scene to help the family. And then when the fire was out or under control, the firemen came over to Gardner Field and they all enjoyed breakfast on us.
Wonderful.
So, I mean, that's the great part when you're in a community like Denville.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I like I said, I mean, I think it's so much to show your love and appreciation for the first responders. We all owe them a huge debt of gratitude. So, you know, the Kiwanians that you're hanging out with, you have meetings, right? How often are the meetings?
We meet on the first, third, and fifth Mondays. And we meet at 6:30 p.m. We meet at the VFW Hall on Ford Road in Denville. And as I said earlier, when I gave my phone number, you can reach out to me by phone, by email. And we can we welcome new members all the time, and we're constantly growing.
That's important. Of course, how many members would you approximate you have now in the Denville Kiwanians?
Right now, we're approximately 17 members.
Wonderful.
Which went every club and organization today, with due to COVID or for any number of reasons, has lost membership. And we're looking to keep growing.
Of course. And is there like a demographic, you know, in terms of the age of a Kiwanian in Denver?
The youngest is she's mid-20s, and we have two older gentlemen in their early 80s.
Oh, God bless everyone. That's awesome. Yes, so you have a spectrum of folks, which is important, right? Because in a club, an organization, which I know you're so proud to be part of, it's good to have a diverse bunch of folks. You know, at the 200 Club of Morris County, I'm very privileged to be on the board and one of the trustees, and we had a huge meeting about trying to determine the Valor Meritorious Award recipients. And I was commenting to my great friend, President Domitio, I saw Sheriff Gannon there of Morris County, wonderful sheriff, and so many other great colleagues. But it's the scope and breadth and diversity of the membership, of the folks have so many different walks of life, which is so intriguing and so beautiful about it. How do you feel about that, Errol?
It's fun to get together. We have I had tried to have an organized meeting with an agenda and everything, but it's open table. We always have discussion. Any member can bring up an idea, whether it's new or rehashing something that we did last couple years back. And that just happened at our last meeting, where one of the members said, we did X, Y, and Z about 20 years ago. Can we look into rebirthing it? And so we're constantly emerging, I would say, looking for new ideas and recycling some of the older ones.
No question, sure.
I mean, one of our successful events that I started about 3 years ago, everybody's got stuff in their house that needs to be shredded, whether it's documents, banking, financial, or whatever. And so we started the shredding event, and it's held the last Saturday of October. You bring your watch for local advertising, and you bring your boxes, bags, and you can actually watch it being destroyed and ground up in the truck.
Really?
Yes.
I have to tell you, we have paper. Look, I like to go green. We have a lot of paper right there. We might have to bring a truckload over.
Oh, when we first started the year of COVID 2020, people were trapped in their houses. And so pretty much you were forced to clean and organized. So that fall when we did it, one guy showed up with 35 boxes that he cleaned out his house.
Oh, I don't know if we have 30. We could probably get 34 maybe. So Errol, listen, on that note, MK, my engineer, she's wonderful. We're going to take a very short break. We'll be right back with Errol.
The Todd Leonard Show is sponsored by the Leonard Foundation, whose mission is to support the children and families who are battling pediatric cancer and those in need of food and assistance, women's shelters, and other important social services in the community. They also proudly support those fighting pancreatic cancer. They feel it's vitally important to help those in need in our amazing community when they need us the most. Please join them in extending a helping hand and go to leonardcharity.org and donate now. Together, we can touch many lives.
Welcome back, everyone. We're here with Errol Ernstrom right here at the studio, WM2R 1250 AM. We're talking about the Kiwanis Club of Denville. Errol's been part of it for over 27 years and currently the president. So, Errol, we were just talking about the different events that, you know, I was joking with you about shredding, because when I was getting ready for the show, the light bulb also went on. First of all, I knew I couldn't have pancakes, but I loved the idea of people going out and really giving back and you know, donating and having a wonderful breakfast. And then the shredding, I mean, listen, like I said, we have a lot of paper. We try to go paperless, I'm sorry to say for the listeners, but I'm a bit of a dinosaur. So we get the paper in and then we try to get rid of it. But anyway, be that as it may. So I want to walk through with you, you know, the memberships, the members you have, the friendships you develop, because for the listeners, and this goes back to the beauty why I love doing the show, whatever you're into. So you've been with the Kiwanis now 27 years. Have you formed some friendships with the fellow Kiwanians?
Absolutely. as an example, I believe I mentioned earlier, I'm an Eagle Scout. There's a gentleman in the club that is a former councilman for Denville. He's an Eagle Scout. We talk about scouting events. In fact, the end of April, the scouting organization is called the Good Scout Award, where five local leaders in the community are being honored the end of April. And one of them happens to be a Kiwanian this year.
Wonderful.
So he owns a local business, a paint store called Paint and Place. And he's going to be honored, I believe it's April 25th or thereabouts.
Wonderful. So, that's great. You know, I'm embarrassed to share with you in my honest. I just try to keep it real. I tried the Boy Scouts. I don't know. It wasn't for me. My new neighbor, Justy, is a great friend, very gracious host as well. Really good host. I say that twice because he's a great host. Him and his lovely wife, Kristen, and their wonderful son. But he's an Eagle Scout. And he's like, I call him like MacGyver. I mean, the guy like fixes like everything. And, you know, my wife, of course, is like, what? She's like, Todd, what happened to you? I'm like, honey, we have a neighbor across the street. You know, I guess the Lord shines in different ways.
My wife says the same thing. She said, you can take anything apart, put it back together, and not have leftover pieces.
That's amazing. So, yeah. We have some Legos, right? My wife is good with the Legos. I mean, she can put stuff together. So with the friendships that you have, and that's, like I said, one of the great things about joining a club, whatever you want to give back on the journey. And, you know, the show, I always kind of ponder these thoughts, Errol. We can be a little philosophical Sunday morning. It's only a little after 9:30.
We're only running on one cup of coffee.
You know, I only had one, and I'll be honest with you. It was quite an experience. Come here. I would stay off of Hanover Avenue. Don't tell the local finest. I mean, perhaps I might have exceeded the speed limit hypothetically. But, you know, when you go through life and you decide to be part of an organization, did you know back in 1996 in 2023 you would still be involved in an ascent to the presidency of the club?
Absolutely not. I mean, I like to be behind the scenes and helping with a project. And even about 3 years ago, they said, would you be president? You know, not no, not yes. And then a year later, I said yes.
Yeah, so isn't that crazy?
It's the way it ended up. I enjoy my role. I come to a meeting with a prepared agenda, and I always close out the agenda by going around the tables and asking for input from every member.
It's wonderful. And so you're leading, but you're asking folks for their input, right? Because the best leaders will want that feedback, right?
Absolutely. I learned that in my work career and in the different organizations that I'm in. Same thing in my Scandinavian community.
We had to get there. Let's do it right now. Okay. Scandinavians. I'm a little bit intrigued, of course. So what goes on with that?
Well, it's called VASA, V-A-S-A. The VASA Order of America was founded in 1894, and it was helping the immigrants as they came to the new country, as they came from the various, like Sweden, Norway, Denmark, Finland, Iceland, those countries.
That's cold. Well, you made some. It's cold there, right?
Yeah, it can be.
All right. I'm sorry.
Okay. And they came to America. New Jersey had a statewide organization founded in 1896, I believe. And I currently sit on the board of trustees of VASA Park, which is located in Bud Lake. It's over 100 acres. We have a recreational area where companies and individuals can rent our facilities for picnics. We have a huge Olympic swimming pool. So you can have picnics, weddings, showers, everything.
Wonderful. So I got to ask also, are you a skier?
No.
Real? Oh, you see, now I didn't really prepare for the VASA, but surprising. I figured, you know, with your Swedish background, that perhaps you would have engaged in skiing.
You know, in the 70s, I tried water skiing, and I found that to be a safer event because if you make a mistake, you can just dump, let go of the rope, and fall into the water. Skiing, if you make a mistake, you could hit a tree. So I did the water skiing when I was in Florida on a vacation, and the person piloting the boat decided to accelerate faster than I could handle it. And pretty soon I was going perpendicular to the water.
How'd that end up?
I hit the water pretty hard and rolled over, fortunately. And she wanted me to get back in the boat. And I said, no, because then you'll be afraid. So I got back up on the skis and kept going.
So, you know, that's an interesting example, too, of in life, using that as a microcosm. It's a pretty good segue.
It is.
That in life, you're going to get knocked down. I mean, obviously, in the microcosm, you're in the water, you took a bad spill, but you had to go right back on the boat because you knew you had to keep on going. So in life, you're going to get knocked down, but you got to keep on going.
Absolutely. Whether it's personal or professional.
No doubt about it. So I have to give you a little anecdotal story. So I never was considered a great water skier, but my buddies, they were a little bit of the lunatic. My buddy, JB, call him Hans.
Okay.
Nickname. We have a few nicknames, you know, Growly, wonderful guy in Springfield. Hopefully Jay's listening. And shout out to his lovely mom, Tasmar. But he would pilot a boat, and it was like the evil Knievel. I mean, we got some horsepower going. And my buddy, Dr. D, grew up my next door neighbor, Dr. Dapo. Wonderful friend.
Okay.
Yeah, wonderful guy. But we go tubing and everything else. But it was dangerous. I grew up skiing. So in the balance, I think water skiing is maybe, from my perspective, even more hazardous. So the friendships that you've made over the 27 years in the Kiwanian Club, and you guys do so many wonderful things. And I just want to give you a moment to really talk about some of the things that you do. I know that you help the veterans with the VFW, right?
Yes.
Which I'm sure is near and dear since you served our great country. What goes on with that?
The VFW allows us to meet at their facility. And over the years in the past, Kiwanis Club of Denville came together and painted their entire exterior of the building, which they couldn't afford both the paint and they couldn't afford the manpower. So we did it all as a volunteer project. We've done other projects around the VFW as well. Everything from cleaning windows to just helping them in their need. And it's enjoyable because you get to see the veterans. And if I'm there working and a couple of VFW members show up, we sometimes hash over, where did you serve and what was your function in the armed forces. My time was in the Vietnam War period. Fortunately, I didn't go to Vietnam, but I did go to South Korea. And so you see other parts of the world.
Absolutely. Like I said, God bless the service folks, including you. You served our great country. In researching, there is a foundation, the Joey Bella Foundation.
Yes.
And I wanted to touch on that a little bit. Can you tell us about that?
So we have a member of the Kiwanis Club who sits on, his name is Rich Yobes. He sits on the board of trustees, or board of directors. Joey Bella was a young boy with a catastrophic illness in the late 80s, and the family could not afford to pay all the medical bills. So a foundation was created where people could donate to and help him the family in their time of need. Unfortunately, Joey did not survive, but the organization does. And 30 years later, that organization is still helping families with catastrophic needs. Rich just recently told the Kiwanis Club about a family that they just signed up and they're going to be helping over the course of the next year. So it's good to hear stories how Kiwanians help other organizations. Joey Bella does an annual major fundraiser in September at Gardner Field. And it's a beefsteak dinner. And if you know beefsteak, you're not really there just to eat the food, but people become very creative in taking the bread and building towers. So you'll see one table trying to outbeat the next table on how high they can build the bread. And it's pretty fun.
Well, you know, we go from pancakes to steak. You know, this is different. Now, here I can go to work. Yeah, not sure about the bread. You know, once again,
a good steak. A good steak.
Tasty. Now, I can, you might see me there because I can go to work. So I'll make sure maybe a little extra donation.
I'll make sure you get information about it.
Yeah. You know, my late mom, God rest her, she was always shocked how much steak I could eat as a young kid. I mean, she used to make these skirt steaks and I went to work and that was tasty. It's strange how you remember stuff, you know, from years ago.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, just when I was a little whippersnapper and my mom would just like, she'd be like, oh my God. And then her friends would be like, there's something wrong with Todd. I mean, it's like a little guy. He's eating like a trucker. And she said, oh, your cholesterol, this, that.
She probably said you had a tapeworm.
I don't know what I had, but don't mention tapeworms. We just got a German Shepherd. It's a beautiful dog, but it had the worm. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, but the dog's doing good for all the dog lovers. Good news. Our dog Shadow just joined the family. It's a handful though. You have a dog?
Not now. I did have a Westie.
Westie, beautiful dog. Yes. Beautiful dog.
And something else on dogs I got hooked on about 15 years ago. I liked to vacation in New Hampshire and Maine. I got into dog sledding.
Now, you see, this seemed to, I watched this all, not the Iditarod. I mean, I don't know if you're doing but let's.
This is fun.
That looks, that's a good time.
It
probably
is. This couple owned 35 Huskies and you rented 8 for the day and you ran the sled, you watched your brakes, your ropes, everything. The lead dog only understands 6 commands. And when that dog barks, everybody knows what they're going to do once, whether I'm turning right or what. And a typical day is 25 miles.
That seems like a rigorous day out there. So you bundle up. I mean, what goes on?
You're about 4 layers thick.
I would imagine.
It's about 10 above zero.
Sure.
When you're out there. And my greatest day was I was crossing a frozen lake and I fell off.
Oh, that must be fun.
Lead dog barked. The whole team stopped because he denoted there was a change in weight. Oh. And then I got myself up, jumped back on the sled, and we took off.
So luckily, it didn't require an ice rescue.
No.
Flare. I got nervous.
When lakes freeze up there.
Oh, all right. So this is like a frozen lake.
Yes, this is like 6-8 inches of ice.
That's thick. Now, ice is dangerous. On a serious note, there's been some amazing rescues from the first responders in the local community. And they're going to get some awards at the 200 Club coming up in April. So a shout out to all those wonderful award recipients. So, you know, the Joey Bella Foundation, the VFW, we talked about pancakes and Camp Fatima. Sports, youth sports. What's the Kiwanians of Denville's involvement with youth sports?
We sponsored the Little League of Denville. And you'll see our name proudly on the shirts every year. And we've probably been sponsoring that. A member, Nancy, helped me out on this a couple of years back. I would say probably 25 years.
We've been
sponsoring the Denville Little League.
Well, here's the question. I'm in an awkward spot. Could be a conflict because I'm a business owner in Denville. And we sponsor some of the Denville sports, including the Little League.
Sure.
So I don't know. I got to check out. I have to go back and look into the records and see how the Todd Leonard Law Firm fared against the Kiwanians. I mean, no disrespect, but I mean, I'm hoping my team won. I'm going to throw that out there.
Okay.
And I'm glad, you know, your mishap while you're out there sledding out there on the frozen tundra. I'm glad you're okay.
But it was a lot of fun.
It sounds, well, you know, this is another interesting thing about life, because I kick all these different things around. You tried something different, right? And that's kind of life's mysteries, too. When I work out in the morning, I'm listening to these podcasts, which it kind of resonates with me. And it always talks about challenging yourself. And for the listeners, maybe someone's like listening today, like, you know, I'm thinking about doing something. I'm going to try something. Giving back, that's why I do the show, but just in life in general, you did something way out of the box, right?
Well, I've got one more for you.
Oh, here we go.
You ever hear of Mount Washington, New Hampshire?
I have.
So I'm a member of the Summit Weather Peak, where I've been up on the summit in the winter a couple of times. And My absolute worst was the winds were 100 over 100 miles an hour, and you're outside taking temperature readings in those conditions.
Oh, that sounds like a fun way to freeze yourself. So, can I ask what motivated you for that?
I've been going up to New Hampshire in the White Mountains since I was a kid. My dad took us up there camping and everything. And I just held on, and I joined the Summit Club in 97 and been a member ever since.
Now, how high is that? Do you have to go all the way to the top?
Well, in the winter, you're up at the top.
How high is that?
6,300 feet.
All right. That's up there. And you're all geared up too. And
You're so well protected. You have spikes on your boots so that you can not be blown around on the ice.
Okay. And in terms of the overall impact on your life, when you step out of the box and you do something like that, where you're basically there and you're basically trying something totally different, what's it like inside for you when you challenge yourself?
It's a thrill that and hopefully that you're successful in what you're doing. You know, it's a challenge. You take it on, you know, something like that. The dog sledding, you have to be dressed for. And because once you're gone and you're out in the woods, you know, it's not time. The worst thing you want to do is have cold feet, meaning if your feet get cold, then the rest of your body tells you, you know.
Cold feet and more than one way. Because, yes. I mean, cold feet, trying this, but also if you know, that's interesting you bring up cold feet. Mm-hmm. I used to do a lot of skiing. My brothers and I, my late parents would drop us off at Camelback. And
oh, geez.
Not that they were neglectful, but, you know, they weren't skiing. So we'd go out there, ski all day. But once the toes get cold, it's not that much fun.
I was just at Shawnee Mountain with my wife a couple weeks ago, watching the skiers.
Right.
And we saw a couple miles north where you can go snow tubing.
Yes.
That looked like a lot of fun. So we're going to try that.
Yeah.
Not this year with the lack of snow, but.
Yeah, it's been a little sparse this year.
It has.
You know, we were, I left work a little early and we were, you know, having snowball fights and, you know, trying to. The snow was perfect recently.
Oh, my
God. It was good for snowman. You know what's strange, though? We were trying to build like a bit of a fort. And maybe I think my boys want to also have a little distance from a new German Shepherd. I'm not sure. A little frisky little doggy. And it's going to get big, the dog. I mean, it's one thing about dogs. That breed grows. But I was pushing the snowball, and it got bigger and bigger. And I'm embarrassed. I think my wife was petite, beautiful, petite young lady. I think she was pushing it more than I could. I'm like, oh, my God, like, I got to get back into the gymnasium. But no, I agree. You know, it's good to get snow tubing and different activities. I want to ask you, you've been so involved with the Kiwanians. And once again, a shout out to the Kiwanians. For the listeners, if they want to reach out, and here's your segue to redeem yourself, just in case you might have inadvertently not recalled all of the data for it. How do they reach out to you at the Denville Kiwanian Club?
The two easiest ways are to go to our website, www.denvillekiwanis.com, or you can email us at denvillekiwanis@gmail.com. You can also reach on my phone, 973-723-3213.
You nailed that, Errol. Over that. For all your fellow Kiwanis, you're like, God bless. Errol got it right. That's a good one. So I hope some of them are listening today. And I understand you have, you know, ladies and gentlemen in there, and it's a wide, beautiful bunch of folks doing what they're doing. To get back, you know, what's it like when your members, you know, you're the president now, right? And you complete a project. What's the feeling like among the Kiwanians?
When you finish a project, there's a lot of elation, you know, that you brought it to a conclusion. But you're at the same time, you're looking at what is going to be our next project. And, you know, we've done so many over the years that, as I said earlier, some we try to recycle because they were very beneficial.
If it works, if it's not broken, right?
You don't fix it.
No. And sometimes it's good to look back. And say, wait a minute, we got to do this again.
In fact, to help us out even more, I was going to bring you a membership application.
You know, I don't know if you are, if your Kiwanians are up to dealing with me on a regular basis. You know, I had the great privilege of having really a wonderful person, beautiful guy, Steve Alford from the Roxbury Rotary Club, five-time Roxbury Rotarian president. And he's a wonderful guy, great guy. And he actually had me go to La Strada and talk to the rank and file. I'm happy to announce the club is still in existence after I was able to talk to them. But a wonderful bunch of people. And it was a privilege because I was in the, you know, I was at La Strada, wonderful place. And I brought, Steve's been on the show. I mean, he's a wonderful guy. I mean, he's given back, lifting up the community, doing so many wonderful things for the youngsters. And I know the Kiwanians do that as well in Denville. But everybody was working towards a common goal. Yes. You know, the goodness, you know, here's the other thing I will say to you and to the listeners. You hang around good people, it's going to rub off on you. It has to. I mean, you hang around people that aren't so good, guess what? You may not turn out so good. So what's it like when you get the folks together in the Kiwanian Club in Denville? You complete a project. I know you said Alicia, but what's the camaraderie to know that you got it done?
Well, that project gets done and the other members start to generate or come up with ideas for future projects. I mean, we have a member, her name is Mary Sheeran, Sheeran Realty of Denville, and she's putting together a speakers platform where local business people can speak to different projects before the Kiwanis. And if I deem that it's really a very important project, I'll ask other Kiwanis clubs to join us. For example, I believe in April or May, we're going to have a person speak on organ donors.
Oh, wow.
And I think that's a very powerful speech. Mary is putting this together right now. So she's a very influential leader in the community.
Mary, what's her last name?
Mary Sheeran of Sheeran Realty.
Oh, wonderful.
They're located right in Denville.
Right. I think they advertise. I think I see their name out there too. Indeed. So, you know, the members, you know, you have wonderful people getting together. And what are your thoughts about how the Kiwanians lift up the community? Because we're on the journey of giving back.
Right.
And it's always about the community. This is a community-based show, wherever we are in the great country, mostly local, but every now and then I'm very privileged to have people from other parts of the country come on, maybe one day from across the globe, who knows? But what's it like? What are your thoughts about how it lifts up the community?
A very good example is the Roxbury Kiwanis Club, about a year and a half ago, started distributing boxes of food to the needy, but they didn't have enough manpower to pull it off. And the Kiwanis Club of Denville pitched in, along with other clubs. But we all came together as a unified force. The food would be arriving from warehouses in Pennsylvania on the morning of the distribution, and people would register online and they would show up with their car. And each box might be 30 to 40 pounds of food. And so we would load the cars, and in 4 hours, you may go through 20,000 pounds of food.
So you have like an army of Kiwanians coming together, right?
Yes.
Of all walks of life, all different, you know, shapes, sizes, ethnicities. And that must be a beautiful experience at the end of the day, right? Because you guys pulled it off. Yes. But you're giving someone a hand up. A hand up.
Exactly.
That's not a handout, a hand up. Because folks, listen, I don't care who you are. You know, we live in an affluent community. Morris County is extraordinarily affluent. I've had the Interfaith Food Pantry on, a great privilege, wonderful right. people.
And my wife is a volunteer there.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. Pantry. Yeah. I had some great folks come on. But it's so important not to lose sight. People do need a hand up. Yeah. So when you have fellow Kiwanian clubs, is there any politics or is just a united front?
Well, we have like leaders that oversee a group of clubs, and they're called lieutenant governors. So our lieutenant governor is in Parsippany. He'll call me and say, you know, maybe we could help out at a different event. And that's what we look to do.
Right. So you've been in the Kiwanians for so long. You ever go to like the national headquarters? You ever like go to some like huge meeting, or do you keep it mostly local?
I mostly keep my involvement local.
Wonderful. So let's talk about your life now in terms of where you are. I know that you're so active. And what are your goals, Errol? And once again, a philosophical question. It's not 10 o'clock in the morning yet, so we have a little time. See, I always have to throw a little bit of a curveball at you, you know, use a little baseball analogy. So where are you at? What are your goals? Where do you want to go?
Enjoying life. My wife and I just recently purchased a vacation home in the Poconos and spent a year fixing that up. And it's on about a half acre of property, and it's in a gated community. And I'll have the landscaping done probably by early May this year.
You're doing it yourself?
No. I mean, some of it, yes, but they call them Pocono potatoes, and that's all the rocks. There's nothing but rock. And that's what the front lawn was.
Oh.
And I brought in a gentleman with an excavator, took out enough rock to build a 100-foot wall.
That's a lot of rock.
Yes.
I never heard of a rock called a potato, but we learned.
And I put down a weed blanket. I put down 72 tons of red dye rock, and the front lawn looks great. The good thing is you don't have to mow the grass.
So before we conclude this episode today, and thank you again for coming out.
I've enjoyed, Todd, being here with you. I've always admired your advertisings on your billboards.
The billboards are a little larger than a placemat.
Right.
But
not to worry. We do a placemat at the Pancake Breakfast, so I'm sure I'll drop off
literature. I would be honored to be on a placemat there, trust me. So I just want to, you know, once again, thank you. God bless you, Errol, for what you're doing to lift up the community, to take time out of your life to give back. And to all the Kiwanians out there listening all over the place, not just here in Morris County, not just in New Jersey, but throughout the entire country and world. It's a worldwide organization. So it's a blessing and an honor to have you come on.
Because
this is the very essence of the show. It's like an hour of goodness, maybe putting a light in someone's heart to say, I want to give back. I want to lift up the community. And you're doing it. You're not just on the sidelines of life, because a lot of folks think about doing something. They consider doing something. Maybe to use your phrase, maybe a little cold feet. They're not sure how it's going to go. But am I correct? Your life has been so enriched by doing that.
Absolutely.
So I just want to say,
I met my wife through Kiwanis.
Well, there you go. The greatest gift in the world. Hopefully your wife is listening.
And I hope so.
And maybe she'll have a nice stack of pancakes for you.
Ooh.
Yeah, that might be tasty. But once again, you know, God bless you and everything you're doing. And for the listeners, you know, please contact me at 973-920-7900. Send me an email at tleonard@lawleonard.com. If you know someone lifting up the community, giving back, like guys like Errol, making the world better, that's what the show's about. God bless all of you. Please tune in next Sunday to the Todd Leonard Show, Journey of Giving Back. Enjoy this beautiful weather today. Take care.
The Todd Leonard Show is sponsored by the Leonard Foundation, whose mission is to support the children and families who are battling pediatric cancer and those in need of food and assistance, women's shelters, and other important social services in the community. They also proudly support those fighting pancreatic cancer. They feel it's vitally important to help those in need in our amazing community when they need us the most. Please join them in extending a helping hand and go to leonardcharity.org and donate now. Together, we can touch many lives.